top journalist, investigative journalist in the world right now. I want you to go back into Black Swans, because I totally agree with you. The globalists are in full panic mode. They failed to kill Trump. I think the evidence is overwhelming. There's a stand down. I don't know if you guys are doing any investigations into that. If so, let us know, as soon as you're about to break it. We want to push it hard. But in the few minutes we have left, go back in and flesh that out, because I really respect your analysis and your sources. You're saying multiple black swan events in the next 90-something days. Give us some of your ideas and what they may be planning.
Thank you, Alex. And I appreciate your audience, because we have a lot of sources that come to us at OMG. And we've had Secret Service agents come to us, Border Patrol agents, FBI agents. And all these people are kind of on the precipice of blowing the whistle. And they're rightfully afraid, because they're going to give up their livelihood, their pension, if they say the thing that they know, but they don't want to say. So Black Swan event just means I forgot the name of the book that was originally quoted as talking about that. But in politics, everyone wants to predict the future. And my point is that all bets are off. The day before Trump was assassinated, I was having dinner with a guy in L.A., and he asked me what I think is going to happen. I said, there's going to be a black swan event. It's going to throw the whole thing into a state of flux. And literally in the next week or two, Trump was shot and Biden dropped off. So I think you're going to have two more things like that happen between now and November. And I don't know what they are. It could be some war. It could be a famine. It could be someone gets killed. But you're going to see that happen, and that's going to throw everything into a state of flux. Therefore, all bets are off. And the second part of that is whistleblowers. I am telling you, there is an explosion of people right now on the inside. And I know that because they message me and they trust me. But I have to figure out a way to give them life after whistleblowing. And I'm working on it, whether that's some type of lump payment. There's an employee network of people that hire them. We've got to figure out a way to protect and nurture the people who are Secret Service agents, FBI agents,
CIA agents.
Yeah. We got to figure that out, because I'm telling you, there's something happening on the inside of these institutions. People have a conscience. They want to do the right thing, but they're going to get their lives destroyed for saying the truth. So that's what I'm currently working on.
Well, I would tell them this. Look at the political climate. Keeping your head down, covering your asses. We're going to lose civilization. We're going to have nuclear war. We're going to have a totally collapsed country. So it's gotten so dangerous now. They've got to do what I've done, what you've done. I've been on your show before, and you talk about the fact that we put our lives on the line here. We're totally committed, and that's the attitude people have to have. And if society just gets that attitude again, then we can turn this around.
Yeah, and I was in Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with various lawmakers to figure out what the congressional protections are. The challenge is there aren't a lot of legislative protections. It's really more media. So, OMG O'Keefe Media, we do the swiper thing. You can go out and get paid to do stories. And I have Citizen Journalism Foundation, which is now tax deductible, by the way. Thank God the IRS gave me that. And we're going to start giving grants out to whistleblowers if they blow the whistle. And if you're watching this program, and I know that you have a great audience, some really good, faithful people, God-fearing people, and you work for one of these institutions, you can message us. And we will talk to you. We have a whole room of people right now responding to people, particularly Act Blue. Alex, is another thing.
Yeah, give us 60 seconds. People follow that, but people that don't know about Act Blue, you've caught them red-handed. Looks like laundering money.
FEC money, FEC data shows that people who can't afford to are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of times. So it appears to be a money laundering scheme. We believe the money is coming from Europe or Asia and through Stripe. And we're trying to get to the bottom of this. And we have an explosion of people, including at least one insider inside Act Blue. We have a mole inside Act Blue that told me where their conference is, the names of their employees. So I'm just saying that it's 10 to 100 times what it was a year or two ago. These explosion of people on the inside, we got to nurture that. That's the future. It's going to require sacrifice. I get we're a world of people pursuing their own self-interest, but we got to find people who are willing to make sacrifices and be heroic and show people what's going on. That's probably the biggest story of the election right there, money laundering through Act Blue. We will get to the bottom of it.
And you go interview the people that have made thousands of donations. They don't even know anything about it. They're stealing people's identities and laundering money through their names. James O'Keefe, people can go to O'KeefeMediaGroup.com, and they can give you all the tips, and you will deliver. Thank you so much, you and your great team.
Thanks, Alex.
We'll be right back.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
But you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us is longtime confidant and former chief political advisor, Roger Stone of President Trump. And I want to talk about the attempted assassination of Trump 18 days ago and the consensus that the deep state obviously was involved, bare minimum stand down, and we'll try again. We've got whistleblowers from the Secret Service and more. And then you've also got the fact that there's a lot of rumblings. They're going to try to still remove Kamala Harris. How will they maneuver and do that? Roger also has a clip, so when you direct us to play it, we will play it, Roger. So I'm going to give you the floor here in this most of this segment to just give us your analysis. Then I've got my questions. Roger, great to have you with us at such a critical time.
Alex, I'm very happy to be with you today. About a little more than 4 months ago, a well-known and respected Christian prophet, Robin Bullock, contacted me and told me that there would be an assassination attempt on President Donald Trump, that this was word that God had given him. And he said at the time that it is actually reflected in the Bible, particularly in the book of Samuel, because we're in the period, he said, of two kings. But he wasn't sure what to do about this information. He didn't know if he should contact the Secret Service or perhaps reach out with Eric Trump, who I had met. And we elected at that point that I would just pass the word to President Trump and let him process it. But it was a warning that security needed to be tighter. Robin Bullock wanted no publicity. This was not about how I predicted it. There was nothing selfish about this. It was an entirely selfless act. Now he has come forward in a very powerful video to explain exactly what he meant and why the events that we're seeing now are foreshadowed in the Bible. So normally, Alex, I come to you for a political discussion. We've got time for that, certainly. But this very powerful video, I think, is something that folks need to see. Let's take a look.
Saul's kingdom was broken into two parts.
And
one where he had
Roger,
a mind and one where he lost.
Well, we're going to go back to that clip in a moment. He needed to introduce it. I think that's where there was some confusion. Roger, elaborating on this, you were telling me that this is an exclusive video, right? You're breaking this now.
This has not yet aired anyplace. This will air tonight on the Stone Zone, but nobody has seen this previously.
And we're going to play it in a moment, but tell us a little bit more about this gentleman. Is he the fella I saw him? They've confirmed the video is from about 6 months ago that he saw Trump's ear being grazed. Have you seen that pastor?
He does discuss this in the video, but this is very specifically a reference to the fact that Saul, who was one of the two kings, was the illegitimate king, in this case Saul is Biden, tries to kill David, who is the legitimate king, but narrowly misses him, just as he used a javelin, the shooter in Butler used a bullet. Assassination deniers is a whole different problem we'll talk about in a moment. But in this particular case, I think he makes the biblical case as to why and how he foresaw all of this, how God's word got to him.
All right, here is the clip.
Saul's kingdom was broken into two parts, one where he had a mind and one where he lost it. And his presidential seal fell off his podium. But a David was brought on the scene. What nobody realized, they stepped into a time of two kings. It's just like during the time of two kings, Saul went to see a witch. Well, during the time of two kings, a witch comes on Fox and throws out tarot cards. Saul standing there with his javelin in his hand, and he throws it at David. And David just moved. Saul neglects his borders. He spends all of his effort and all of his time trying to destroy David. Anything that threatened Israel, David was on the scene because David was the king. He's consulted by everybody. He ends up leading the army. He ends up leading everything, but yet he has no crown.
Very, very interesting, Roger.
Alex, it fits with everything else. As I'm sure you saw, Jesse Waters had a whistleblower last night who tells him confidently, not happily, but confidently, that there's going to be another assassination attempt on the president's life. I still fear this. This is what I pray over more than anything else. Now, you may have more up-to-date information than I do. It's clear that the Secret Service, that they've beefed up his protection. He's got more personnel and more resources. But Alex, there are two indisputable facts here that you really cannot dispute. We now know for a certainty that the Secret Service and the Pennsylvania State Police and the local police knew that there was a man with a gun who had been seen using a rangefinder on the scene at the location for 92 minutes, and they didn't evacuate President Donald Trump, and they didn't warn the president. Then the other indisputable fact is that the counter sniper, we now know, had the shooter in his sights, could have killed him, but waited until he got off a volley of shots before killing him and therefore silencing him. Those two factors are what, based on everything I know from the Kennedy assassination and my current research into the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, that's the kind of stand down you had in Dallas. That's the kind of stand down you may have had in 1981 around Reagan. This is something I'm deeply concerned about.
And of course, you are a confidant of Richard Nixon, who you work for and then were really good friends with for the rest of his life. He famously got rid of his Secret Service protection once he wasn't president, showing what he thought of them. And he famously, when they were trying to remove him, threatened the CIA. And those tapes have since been released and said, you know, I know who killed Jack.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know who shot John. You're exactly right. So I'm praying that the president doesn't trust the Secret Service. He's already rejected their demand that he not do these signature outdoor rallies. He said in his statement on Truth Social right after being shot that he was not going to give in to fear, that he would never surrender to fear. That's the Trump I know. This contest for president is turning out to be more difficult than even I had thought, because the mainstream media is dedicated to building Kamala Harris into something she most definitely is not. It's an astroturf campaign. We're asked to believe overnight that she's gone from one of the least popular political figures in the country to being among the most, when she hasn't had any major public performance yet. She hasn't been tested. Sure, she can do a press conference and taunt Donald Trump about debates, but I wouldn't worry about that. You're going to have debates. There'll be plenty of debates. In fact, I suspect she'll regret ever going to debate with Donald Trump. But she's not the nominee of her party yet. Why should Trump agree to nominate someone, debate someone who has not yet been nominated?
Well, that's right. And again, Nixon, I know privately, as you've talked about this privately with me, you know, told you what he thought about the JFK assassination, and then now the tape is out there of him basically threatening the CIA that they tried to remove him. He had that information, but getting back to the assassination attempt of Trump, we now know on that basically flat roof above it was the Secret Service Command Center, 50 feet from the shooter. That person was off duty. The person was supposedly going to be on the roof. He was too hot to be there. You have 90 minutes now, dozens of minutes of people pointing up on top of the roof. You have the police saying he's got a rangefinder, somebody needs to get him. But the Secret Service did nothing. They clearly stood down. You've seen these terrible performances now of the Secret Service had to step down. This latest guy they had up there yesterday was a total political hack, a Democratic Party operative. I mean, look, it's a no-brainer on the trajectory we're going. They're going to try to kill Trump again. And then he says, I'm going back to Butler, and I'm going back to the very same place they tried to kill me. They haven't announced the date yet. You say that's the Trump you know. Great. I know he has courage. I don't need him to stick his head, you know, in a lion's mouth to prove it, or a crocodile's mouth. Can you speak to that?
Yes. At first, when I heard that he was going back to Butler, Pennsylvania, I said, why would he do that? But now I understand precisely why he's doing it. There's a new phenomena in the country, Alex. It's called assassination deniers, led by Joy Reid at MSNBC. She actually says on air, there was no assassination attempt. Nobody shot at Trump, that he bit some kind of fake capsule to simulate blood. This is outrageous. It's all over social media that this was a psyop. Sometimes it's a psyop orchestrated by Roger Stone. That's defamatory. It's also false, obviously. But Corey Comparatore most definitely shot in the head with a bullet, and he succumbed. God bless his soul. Two other people wounded. But in order to ensure that there's not only no more questions asked about this, but that there be no public sympathy for Donald Trump, you have many on the left trying to pretend something we saw with our own eyes never actually happened. And the FBI director did not hurt this narrative when he said in his testimony, he speculated that perhaps Trump wasn't hit by a bullet. This added to this insanity that's going on in the country right now. I just put a piece up on Substack about this because they want this assassination and questions about it out of the news as quickly as possible so they can move forward with the coronation of Kamala Harris. Also, Alex, I should add that my sources, the same sources who told me on Friday that Joe Biden would resign by letter on Sunday, now tell me that Barack Obama has moved very aggressively to take control of Kamala's campaign, that he is basically told Kamala Harris and the Harris folks that the selection of Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, who is Jewish, would have a negative impact in both Michigan and Minnesota with their very large and active Muslim American communities that are very influential in the Democrat Party in both of those states. It also appears that Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, well, he partnered with a Chinese communist company that actually makes these surveillance balloons, the kind of balloon that was used to spy on the United States not so long ago, that Joe Biden let float blissfully across the country without shooting it down.
And let me just add this. I mean, this happened 2 weeks ago. Eric Holder came in to manage, they admitted that, the selection of the VP. And so Kamala's got to be really worried about whoever they select, because obviously they really want to be president. Who are they honing in on right now? What's your prediction on who they're going to pick for VP?
My guess is that Kamala will bow to Obama and not take Josh Shapiro, who would have made sense from a political point of view if he could bring them Pennsylvania. Kelly, evidently he's a side job as a U.S. senator from Arizona, but he's making big money on Chinese communist spy balloons. That kind of lets him out. This brings us to a guy I never even heard of, the Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. I had to go look up who this guy is. I saw him making particularly nasty racist attacks on Trump yesterday on X, so he'll fit right in. But he's kind of an angry white guy, an angry white progressive. Clearly, that is, I think, where she is headed. This is the do no harm theory of a selection of a running mate. In other words, as Nixon once told me, don't look for someone who can help you. Just find someone who doesn't hurt you. I think that they end up with this fellow Walz as a guy who brings them no political risk.
And I also saw a report that suddenly his security has magically been beefed up.
Yeah, another sign that he may be on the verge of selection. The fact that Trump went to Minnesota last Saturday, a state that heretofore was thought to be beyond his reach, tells you that Minnesota is winnable. Otherwise, he would not be going there. We're going to go through a little bit of a rough patch here where the mainstream media does their best to create this illusion that Kamala Harris is going to win, that her campaign is on fire, that's a grass. But I suspect that all of that is really mostly astroturfing. You hit it in the previous segment very hard. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions, pouring into her campaign in laundered money. Those are not real campaign contributions. Therefore, that is not a measure of her popularity. She had to get some very well-known rock band to be the centerpiece of a rally in Atlanta. Otherwise, she couldn't have filled the hall. People started to wander out, by the way, when she gave her speech. But get ready for the gaslighting, because suddenly she goes from one of the most unpopular and unrespected politicians in the country to being a rock star. You can already see.
No, I totally agree with you. So getting back to the Bible, I'm no theologian, but I've studied it and I see it in my life repeating. Things repeat over and over again, the same pattern. So you have Saul, who's the fake king, David, who's the real king. He gets the spear thrown at him, you know, grazes his ear. And it's the same thing happening here again. But Brandon Biggs, 6 months before Trump was hit in the ear, said this, and he's a very well-known speaker. You can't just guess these things and randomly say these things. And I want to get him on the show. I went and looked him up. He's not made a bunch of other predictions. It's not like he made 10,000 predictions and then one of them came true. No, this is a prediction he nailed 6 months before. Here's the clip.
Rising up, and then I saw an attempt on his life. This bullet flew by his ear, and it came so close to his head that it busted his eardrum. And I saw he fell to his knees during this time frame, and he started worshiping the Lord. He got radically born again during this time frame. I'm talking. People say he's saved now, but he becomes really on fire for Jesus. For what I saw coming.
Well, that's Brandon Biggs. I mean, that is simply amazing. God showed me this, and then 6 months later, it happens. I mean, you cannot make that stuff up, Roger.
No, in fact, there are others. Kim Clement, no longer with us, the very famous South African Christian prophet. He foresaw it very quite definitely. He says on a Saturday that there would be an assassination attempt on Trump. He turns out to be right. Amanda Grace, also referring to the book of Samuel, she saw it. This fellow Biggs saw it. So, look, I believe in the spiritual realm. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus Christ saved Donald Trump's that fateful day, and I pray that he will do so again, because I'm not worried about winning this campaign. We're going to win this campaign. Donald Trump is going to win this election. Through the grace of God and a lot of hard work and a lot of focus, the much greater danger, I think, is to his person. They realize what an existential threat he is to the established order. They know they have a very, very weak candidate. They're trying to do their best to prop him up. Go ahead.
We had James O'Keefe on before you, and he said he agrees. There's going to be some black swan events. The deep state's desperate. They've got to make the move. Trump's way more powerful than he was and way more popular than he was before they failed to kill him. Roger, what else are they going to pull? I mean, it seems like anything.
Well, they just ordered a bunch of bird flu vaccination. What's that about? I mean, you've been saying this for some time, that some kind of health-oriented crisis, some pandemic. That's still a possibility. Look, I think that he's going back to Butler. At first, as I said, I didn't think it was a great idea, but now I do think it's a good idea. I'm not saying he should stage a replica of the rally, and he hasn't said that that's what he's going back for. First of all, he may want to just pay his respects to the family of Corey Comparatore, who tragically died on that Saturday. But they're trying desperately to get this out of the news. As you know, you go to Google and you search assassination attempt on Donald Trump, and well, nothing comes up. There's a willful effort to get this out of the news. They don't want to talk about it. Trump has to force this back into the news, and frankly, going to Butler is an opportunity for him to do that.
Absolutely, Roger. And look, he's rolling the dice. He says he's going back to the same campground, back to the same fairgrounds. Hopefully they have better security this time. But yeah, they're trying to deep six this. And notice, they claimed I said things about a shooting I never even really said, took it out of context, and then said I should be taken off the air. Some of the very same pundits that have called for me to be silenced for questioning a shooting 11 years ago that I haven't even questioned for years before they sued me, they're the ones saying this just didn't happen. This is on TV. People are shot. A man gets his brains blown out, and they're denying it. I talked to you this weekend. They ran headlines everywhere that Trump said, I'm not a Christian. In the clip, he says, I'm a Christian. So we're also going to see this gaslighting, this mind control. Here it is.
And again, Christians, get out and vote just this time. You won't have to do it anymore. Four more years. You know what? It'll be fixed. It'll be fine. You won't have to vote anymore, my beautiful Christians. I love you, Christians. I'm a Christian. I love you. Get out. You got to get out and vote. In 4 years, you don't have to vote again. We'll have it fixed so good you're not going to have to vote.
Knowing Trump's speech, he's got that New York accent. Yeah, I'm a Christian. That's not, I'm not a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. It's clear, and obviously he's not saying dictatorship. He means we're going to take the country back, fix it so good, political realignment, it won't be as desperate to vote in the future. Is that what he was saying?
It could be. He could also, of course, be referring to the rapture, in which case he would be correct. So, look, they're going to use anything they possibly can to smear him. What they're trying to do now to J.D. Vance is outrageous. Here's the real problem with J.D. Vance. They're elitists. These people are snobs. They don't like J.D. Vance because he's actually a regular guy. In other words, he came from dirt. He came from nothing. He came from a poor background, and he has earned everything he has, an amazing academic career, an amazing military career, an amazing experience as an entrepreneur and a businessman, also a creator, an author, a documentary filmmaker, and a great U.S. senator. The reason they're trying to denigrate him is because he's not a leftist elite. He's from the working class. He's a blue-collar American who made it. He is, in fact, a proof of the American dream. This is why they're attacking him. He is going to prove to be the right choice. He is not a neocon, and that's the single most important thing. Notice the people who are saying, oh, all the supporters of Trump are weird. Really? Admiral Rachel Levine, that's normal? A man who dresses in women's clothes, who's an admiral and heads the HHS?
Roger, stay there. I want to do like 5-10 more minutes with you. I want to finish up on how we're weird and they're normal. They say two men can have a baby. It's crazy. And then I want to get into, will they replace Kamala? Is that still on the cards? What are you expecting at the DNC coming up? A few more minutes with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Be sure and follow him at StoneZone.com and on X. Roger Stone's our guest. Stay with us.
Take a look at what happened.
On July 13th, 2024, the deep state took a shot, not just at Donald Trump, but at America and our republic. But by the grace of God, God's hand was on Donald Trump, and by just millimeters, he survived. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, Google, all the big tech companies other than X have been trying to suppress this image. They've been trying to suppress everything about the assassination. But it is so important that we support President Trump and we support the InfoWar that defends and support Trump by getting this iconic shirt. It takes that incredible fight, fight, fight image, and it says never surrender. Under it and on the back, it says the answer to 1984 is 1776 with my signature. Now, this is brought to you by one of the top Patriot apparel makers in America, and they partner with us and they print the shirts and everything right there in Arkansas. So these are ready to ship right now.
We love you!
President Trump had 8 shots fired at him, killing one man, critically wounding 2 others, and grazing his ear. He immediately popped back up and said, fight, 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 which translates to never surrender, never back down, never give up. But it takes the exercise of free speech and the financial support in a fight to save our republic. And InfoWars is recognized as the tip of the spear. And right now, we are in a funding crisis and need your support. So I have a 360 win. Get this amazing Never Surrender Trump Fight, Fight, Fight shirt with the answer to 1984, 1776, and my signature on the back, a historic memento, and wear it proudly in public, and you'll probably get, it's what I've experienced, 95% love. You may have some leftists try to physically attack you as well, but it's an adventure to wear this shirt. I've been wearing it out in public, and it's been amazing, and you really see the grassroots support that President Trump has around the country, not just in red cities, red towns, and red states. So ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical juncture for the republic, and now is the time to wear our colors loud and proud. The red, white, and blue, with President Trump raising his fist defiantly to the New World Order. Go to holdtheline.com and use promo code Alex and you get additional 10% off. By wearing this shirt in public, you raise your fist in defiance with President Trump and myself and many others to the globalist tyranny and say, we will never surrender to the New World Order. And the answer to your tyranny is 1776. We will never surrender. We will fight, fight, fight. Because the answer to 1984 is 1776. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I just want listeners to listen to me, and I know listeners are. That's why they're listening. But the epicness of the moment in history we're in right now cannot be underestimated, and the extreme danger. So, Roger, I hate to ask you this question. I asked you this 2 weeks ago and last week, and you kind of dodged the question. And I get why you did, because I don't want to go there either. But if Trump would have been killed or turned into a vegetable 18 days ago, we'd be in a whole nother world right now. Can you speak to that? Then I want to shift gears into Kamala Harris and Obama publicly in control of her now. And she's got to know how much danger she's in. They know how horribly unpopular she is. that because she legally had control of the money, they can't give it to anybody else but the VP. That's why they're keeping her as a placeholder. They get rid of her now, or if they were able to steal the election once she's in. So let's speak to both those points.
Alex, there's a third one, and that, of course, is does somebody decide that elevating her to the presidency is the best way to strengthen her candidacy? A government that killed John F. Kennedy, which I believe they did, tried to kill Ronald Reagan, tried to kill Donald Trump, is certainly capable of assassinating our current president to elevate the political prospects of Kamala Harris.
So let me stop you. Let me stop you. We talked 2 weeks ago and you said this. We talked this weekend. I meant to get you on about this subject and I forgot. This is the whole point of the interview. Thank you. Start over. You've got the floor explaining they're really pushing 25th Amendment. Well, if he's really incompetent, we've got to go ahead and get rid of him now. That way they elevate her by making her the president now to make her look more legitimate if they try to steal it. Flesh that out. Explain that. This is so important.
It's important to recognize that under the 25th Amendment, if the sitting vice president and a majority of the cabinet favor the removal of the president, they are removed. However, the president has the right to appeal that to both houses of Congress. Doesn't have to appeal it, but he can appeal it. There's a lot of news stories. Seymour Hersh, a veteran investigative reporter with the New York Times, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter, has a piece in which he reports that his sources tell him that Joe Biden had to be threatened with removal under the 25th Amendment to get him to throw in the towel and drop out of this race. That makes sense given the timeline, because there's only 6 hours between the period in which he says he's absolutely not withdrawing, that he's not going anywhere, and them releasing this letter, in which isn't on White House letterhead and signature that looks vaguely like his, but not exactly. And therefore, it occurred to me that the best way to elevate her candidacy, actually make her a historic figure, would if she became the first woman president. That would mean that Joe Biden would have to either leave office through the 25th Amendment, or, of course, he would have to die. That's not that far-fetched. I wrote a New York Times best-selling book about the murder of Kennedy. I think there were government involvement in that, Central Intelligence Agency, certainly the Secret Service and the FBI who covered it up. I believe the same dark forces tried to kill Ronald Reagan in 1981. They're the same dark forces that tried to kill Donald Trump. So are they capable of taking Joe Biden out because he's in the way of Kamala's election, that making her president before the election would bestow a whole another level of legitimacy on her? I'm not predicting that, and I'm certainly not calling for it. I want to be very clear. I'm just saying that given our history, it's a very real possibility.
Roger, you didn't answer the question again. I know you're friends with Trump, close friends. We don't speak it and it happens. We're saying if they would have killed him, they obviously...
That's a political question. So here's how it works mechanically. The Republican National Committee, three members from every state, has the authority to fill the nomination with another person. But there is only one Donald Trump. I mean, I'm not sure who would have taken this mantle. You could make an argument that J.D. Vance would take the mantle because he's the last man selected by Trump. I would be opposed to the idea of nominating somebody in that instance who had run against Trump. But look, it didn't happen. That's the legal and political process for replacing a nominee who passes away prior to the election, or in this case would have been murdered. But thank God that didn't happen. And if we continue to pray that it won't happen, there is no logical figure to run this America First movement. There is no logical figure who can move working class Democrats, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans, younger Americans who are moving into our coalition. John McCain could never have done this. Mitt Romney certainly could never have done this. The Republicans nominated in 2016 a candidate with crossover appeal, a candidate who could win, the votes of blue collar, working class Democrats and independents. That's why they fear him. That's why they fear he's about to win another election. I just thank God that it didn't happen, Alex, because there is no logical successor. That person does not exist. Donald Trump is indeed unique.
All right. I've asked a lot of questions here, and I'm going to let you go. But every time I let you go, then I wish I would have asked them. That's why I'm glad you brought up the whole thing about they may get rid of Biden or remove him, 25th Amendment. And I think that's really where all the evidence is pointing. And their own corporate media undermining Biden right now. I think that's clearly being tried behind the scenes. Looking into Obama's mind and who he's working for, let's general this out a little bit. What do you think they're going to pull?
Well, I predicted here earlier that they're going to take this obscure Minnesota governor, Tim Walz, for vice president because he is the least controversial of the potential running mates. The Democrat Party has a gigantic issue given its divisions over the issues and the events in the Middle East and the attacks sponsored by Iran, paid for by Iran, but on Israel that began October 7th. They want to try to have it both ways. They cannot have it both ways. Their party's badly divided. They have a lot of problems. Are they capable of another pandemic? Yes. Are they capable of another attempt on Trump's life? Yes. My conclusion, after studying as much as I can about what happened in Butler and also with the knowledge of having written a book on this subject, I think they are capable of anything. I'm praying about this. It's really vexing. In a world in which, I'm used to looking at polling and finite information, we're in a spiritual war now. There is no question about that. As I've said on your show many times, the single most important thing people can do is to pray. Pray for the nation. Pray for the protection of our president. Pray for the protection of all the truth tellers who are out there telling the truth every day and who are vilified for doing so.
Roger, recently you've talked to Trump. What was his attitude? How's he doing? What's your view on the big guy?
I think his head's in a very good place. As I told you, Alex, I think he's a different person. I think he's very calm. He's very serene. It's not that he hasn't lost his competitive edge. I assure you of that. He's the same determined, resilient Donald Trump that I don't even know how this guy does it time-wise. I mean, he receives the prime minister of Israel on Friday in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. He flies to Minnesota and does an incredibly large rally in a state that's looking increasingly winnable. And then he goes to the Bitcoin conference in Nashville. His energy level continues to amaze. And meanwhile, you have the Democrats out with this crazy what would you call it? It's almost like they put out a formal memo. The puppet masters put out a memo and everybody jumps on board. J.D. Vance is weird. Donald Trump is weird. Roger Stone is weird. Alex Jones, we're weird. Really? I'd say they're the ones who are weird.
Last question, and I've got the different polls here. Obviously, they use a lot of push polls to say she's neck and neck or she's right behind. But if you look at the big scientific polls, Trump is way ahead in the general election, across the country, doing very well in battlegrounds. Is Kamala weaker than Biden or stronger, or is it a dead heat? I mean, looking at all these, you look at hundreds of polls, where do you dead reckon Trump is right now?
Well, first of all, it's very hard to pull within the eye of the storm and get an accurate results because attitudes are moving very quickly. The news is moving very quickly. So any poll right now has to be taken with a little bit of a grain of salt, particularly when she's, the subject of this giant media buildup. My guess is that when things settle down, you're going to find out that she's about as strong as Biden, probably running at about the same place, and that Donald Trump continues to maintain a narrow lead. But I stress the word narrow. Patriot, any InfoWarrior, any free thinker, any Trump supporter, anyone out there who thinks that this is in the bag or it's a sure thing or we can go home, that's a gigantic, gigantic mistake. We're in for a very tight and important and close election, but I still think Trump will, when everything settles down here, after they have a nominee, he will still have the upper hand. And the polling will reflect that.
StoneZone.com. I keep saying last question, but I keep thinking of really important ones I meant to ask you when I've asked you on the last week. You said, let's wait, things mature, I'll come on, because you wanted to get your bearings on things. And I get that you didn't want to go off half-cocked. That's why you give such good analysis. But I see the radio silence on his criminal trials and his fake criminal conviction and them just shutting up about all that and just crickets as a sign they know they're in trouble. And the attempted assassination shows they know he's going to win. That's why they desperately did that. So looking at the calculus of that, they tried to bring the Russiagate crap back. I know it came out over the weekend. More stuff that was done to you was proven false. We already knew that. But their entire, we don't hear about J6 anymore. We don't hear about Trump, you know, fake rape convictions or any of this BS. That signifies a lot to me that the bad guys are totally confused right now because they thought assassination was going to be their holy grail.
Yeah, their plan was to run on Trump's a convicted felon. That backfired badly. January 6th, half the people don't believe their narrative that they continue to stick to. Then, of course, Trump wants to take away a woman's right to abortion, not his position. We're for states' rights. We favor the states making distinctions about whether to restrict abortion or not. And that Trump is going to cut your Social Security. That's what the whole Project 2025 thing was about, to try to marry Trump to issue positions that are not his positions. They spent a lot of money and a lot of time and a lot of effort trying to connect us to a think tank manifesto that is not Donald Trump's. And I think he very adroitly sidestepped that by saying, no, this is my platform. The platform committee of the Republican National Convention just passed it, and it was ratified by the entire convention. That is what we're running on, not this esoteric, conservative nonprofit over here that has an agenda which has some good things in it and has some other things in there that are just not consistent with what Donald Trump thinks. So that was a major initiative by the Democrats and their friends in the mainstream media, and it failed. Now we're down to name calling. Now we're really, it's what this is. It's like base name calling. J.D. Vance is weird. No, actually, I met him. He's a terrific guy. He's not weird at all.
Oh, I met him too. Total down home confidence. Good old boy.
Yeah, it's elitism is what it is. He comes from a working class background. That's why they hate him. He's a personification of the American dream. He started with nothing. No one helped him. He did it all himself. He earned everything he has. And people say, well, I don't know. Look at his record in the U.S. Senate. I said things 20 years ago I don't agree with today. I've changed my position on things and issues. You find somebody who gets new information and isn't open to changing their mind, that's not somebody I want to be president or vice president. But look at J.D. Vance's actual record. He's going to prove himself in this campaign. His defining moment is going to come. I absolutely believe this, and he's going to turn out to be exactly the right choice. I had Tulsi Gabbard on my radio show last weekend. She would like to have been chosen herself, but she made an excellent case, not only against Kamala Harris, who she famously destroyed in a debate, but also why J.D. Vance was the right
choice. Yeah, she's a real team player. I hope she has a prominent role in the administration, and this is the cherry on top. You always harp, even on the show a decade now, but you always harp on the censorship. If we don't have communication, we can't win. How pivotal and how all in is Elon Musk? I think he's the second target after Trump. He should watch himself. I told him that a month ago. He publicly said, Alex is right. I'm going to increase my security. I mean, this is serious. And then we have Texas Attorney General Paxton secures historic $1.4 billion settlement with Facebook over unauthorized biometric data collection and sales. This is how you get them. And this is why they're trying to put Paxton in prison. So speaking to that, how amazing. Well, speak of the censorship and then that whole fight and Musk, and then in closing, Paxton, he needs to, I almost don't want him to leave Texas, but he would make a really good attorney general, wouldn't he?
Yes, you would. I love Ken Paxton. had him in my home. He's a great man. Alex, once again, as you said it before anybody, it's an info war. That's what we're in. The censorship at Google, which we see going on right now regarding the assassination, is a perfect example of what we're talking about. They have a Supreme Court ruling that says that that these giant social media companies can work with the government to censor and cancel narratives that they don't agree with, political thoughts or expression that they don't agree with. This is just as disturbing today as it was going into the 2020 election. Elon Musk has created great relief for many, many people. There is actually a platform where you can see, where you can go and speak and not be snuffed. But Facebook is still controlled by the bad guys, as is Instagram, as is TikTok. I mean, this is a very grave concern, continues to be a concern.
Well, that's right. We've got Trump, Truth Social, we've got Rumble, we've got InfoWars, we've got, you know, all the sites like yours and mine that reach millions a day, but only X reaches hundreds of millions, billions a day, and it has exploded double or more the last 2 years engagement, while Facebook, Instagram, Google have gone down in engagement. They're dying, they're failing, they're getting caught now in real time, and I just got to say, people will say, well, Elon Musk is establishment. He's turning towards us rapidly. I mean, he's almost aligned with us, Roger, because I think he can smell the coffee. He knows which way the wind blows.
Well, above all, I think he's a maverick, and I think he cherishes freedom. I think that he loves freedom. So I think he's doing great stuff. I know others have complaints. I have no complaints. I'm happy to have my voice back after being completely and totally gagged and then censored on all of these platforms. This is an important part, by the way, of how we win. When people see a compelling story, they see a link to a compelling story, say on InfoWars or anywhere for that matter, then you have an obligation to post it and push it and get other people
to see
it.
Or your Substack. Tell us about your big article you just posted.
Well, I did an article today about this. There's a huge number of people out claiming that the assassination attempt on Trump was a psyop. And they specifically accuse me of financing it or directing it. It reminded me of the lawsuits that were brought against you, Alex. I mean, can I now sue these people? Because my family's being harassed. My family's being put in danger because of these crazy falsehoods. I would think that if we look at your case as a standard, the people who are saying nobody shot Trump, this was all orchestrated by Roger Stone who paid these people, that's a damnable lie. But if we use their rules, well, then they ought to be suable, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. And again, in my case, they rigged it. They had judges find me guilty. They had a PR firm promote things I never said out of context. But we all know it's a two-sided justice system. The good news is America and the world's waking up. Powerful 45 minutes with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Roger, God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, and keep up the fight.
I will, brother. All right, coming up, she's an amazing talk show host. She's got a lot of big points she wants to cover. Liz Wheeler is going to be joining us for the hour, and then Chase Geyser does the fourth hour. I'll host a little bit with Chase. And then tomorrow, we got some guests, but I also want to open the phones up on what would have happened if they killed Trump, because they're trying to do it again, and I know it's going to happen if they did or if they would have. I mean, it's bad. So, I mean, I'm a tough guy, folks. I can handle stress. But, man, I am, like, on the edge of my seat. I am so concerned right now, and we just have to pray for Trump, pray for America, and we got to just get all in on saving the country, folks. This is 100% real. Trump's 100% real. By the way, he's real. He runs himself. He loves America. He makes mistakes, but he's a good guy. And so is J.D. Vance. And that's why they hate him. So all I can say is Trump getting shot and that man getting killed and two others getting wounded is not like a Netflix program. And I know you know that, but it's not just some new entertaining thing that happened. That means the deep state is willing to go all the way. And it means all the things they would do if they would have killed him, false flags guaranteed to blame Trump supporters, to equal it out. They probably would have killed Biden. I mean, I know what they're planning. They don't know exactly what plan they're going to go with, but I know their plans. And I know you know their plans as well. And so we're on the edge of oblivion here. We're also on the edge of I don't want to say a utopia, not Valhalla. I'm not like a leftist promises everything free, but a look at El Salvador with a good leader in 3 years. It's a 180. Humans have incredible potential when good people at the grassroots do the right thing and pray to God and are hardworking and true and honest and just. And then when the leaders are good, it's over. We can do anything. And we've been through decades of evil. And it's just time to turn it around. All right, we got to go to break here in a few minutes. Please remember, we're listener supported. So when you go to drjonesnaturals.com for all the nanosilver products or Next Level Foundational Energy or the Kaba Chill or the Rocket Rest Sleep Aid or the top brand that's an amazing nootropic, they're great. You're going to love them. You're going to wish you'd have gone there earlier and gotten them at drjonesnaturals.com. Just drjonesnaturals.com. And then we've got all of these great sponsors that I've gone out and found the top people. Because, again, the CRO didn't order product. The sabotagers and shot a standing later admitted all this. It's okay. Our supplements are about to sell out. I'll go out and get other topples and sell them to you that you really need. So this is beyond a green energy drink. This is a superfood. It's way better than the top brands that are out there that are excellent, by the way. It is the best. OptimalHealth.com/Alex for 25% off. OptimalHealth.com/Alex comes with a whole package of information and the shaker bottle and a whole bunch of stuff that comes with it. OptimalHuman.com/Alex for 25% off. Please support our sponsor, OptimalHealth.com/Alex for 25% off. And here's a quick promo I shot. There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts. Our immune systems, our vitality, it's so important. But not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market. And we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex. And by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing. You get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body, your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to OptimalHuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. That's OptimalHuman.com. OptimalHuman.com/Alex for 25% off. OptimalHuman.com/Alex for 25% off. It's amazing. Support the broadcast and boost your health at OptimalHuman.com/Alex. A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. Holdtheline.com. It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at holdtheline.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the InfoWar. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.